us away with the interview.
Yes.
Cool.
Is it singing the introduction I missed?
I am Caitlin. I'm 23 years old. I'm currently the community service occupational therapist at Red Cross. And yeah, I don't know if there's anything else specific you want to know about me.
What sparked you to decide to become an OT?
There wasn't really one specific occasion that made me decide that this is what I want to do. I've had a huge passion for children all my life, which definitely led me into the direction of my career choice. So when I was in high school, I job shadowed an OT for a few days, and I loved every second of it. And then after that, I decided I was going to make it my mission to follow my dream and become an OT. But OT is a lot broader than that. It doesn't only involve children, but children is definitely the area that I'm most passionate about.
How long is the session of OT?
Okay, so one session is usually about 45 minutes, but often if my patient is a little baby, then the sessions are usually shorter, as a baby gets a lot tired a lot quicker than an older child. But sessions can also be longer than 45 minutes, depending on what the goal of the session is.
How many sessions do a person with a disability need?
Okay, so there's no specific number of sessions, as it differs depending on the child. I would normally have a good look at how you're doing in terms of being able to perform all the important activities in your daily life. For example, going to school, being able to dress yourself, playing with your friends. And then I'd look at what's stopping you from being able to do all those activities. And then from there, I can decide how many sessions I feel are necessary to get you to a place in which you're able to perform those daily activities that are important to you.
How do you keep people's therapy sessions?
Okay. One of the most important aspects of our treatment is looking at what the child's interests are or what they like to play with, and then we let that guide our sessions. This helps us to understand what is most important to the child, and it also helps to motivate the child to engage in the session, especially if they are enjoying it. It's also important to involve what aspects of the child's functioning are most important to the parents. And then we assess from a therapist's point of view, and we identify the child's level of functioning, what they can do, and what is stopping them from being able to do the things that they can't do. And then with all that in mind, we decide on a treatment intervention within the best interests of the child and that would benefit him or her in the best way
possible. What is the most favorite part of your job?
The best part of my job is that it doesn't feel like a job to me. I love coming to work and seeing the happy little faces of the children who I work with every day. Working at Red Cross has made me really humble about my life and the challenges I face when I see the obstacles that such little children have to face and overcome in their lives. And then every time I reach a little milestone with a child, I'm reminded of why I'm so in love with what I do. And although there's a lot of heartache that comes with being an OT, the rewards at the end of the day make it all worth it.
Why is World OT Day so important?
So World OT Day is important because it allows us to promote and celebrate our profession as occupational therapists. By promoting OT, we strive to educate the world about our purpose and what we do and the benefits of OT. We do this in the hope of people being able to identify the need for OT services as early as possible, because early intervention is key. Especially in childhood, as the child's future development is based on the critical learning patterns laid down in their early childhood years. By informing and inspiring people around the world, we can make changes where it matters most.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I think I've covered everything, unless there's anything else you would like to know.
Thank you for this interview.
Thank you so much.